While many of the passengers who had been on Holland America's Westerdam have disembarked, 255 guests and 747 crew members still remain on board as of yesterday evening. Those still on the ship are undergoing testing and expected to be cleared in the next several days. Meanwhile, other Westerdam guests who have been staying in a hotel in Cambodia are also being tested and will be free to travel once the results are negative. And 14 of the American citizens who were flown home after disembarking from the Diamond Princess have tested positive for coronavirus. Meanwhile, the number of cases on board the ship continue to climb, over 450 now, leading to question whether the Japanese government made things worse by quarantining people on the vessel as opposed to be in a medical facility. And finally, if one Bahamian developer has his way, the Paradise Point Lighthouse, which has long greeted cruisers as they arrive into Nassau, could soon be home to a beach club. If all goes as planned, developer Toby Smith hopes to open the Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club in about 18 months at a cost of nearly $2 million. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.